Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, we got some really good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. I'm very excited about having someone that I've met recently, and you may have met her, at least on the television. If you've watched the MSNBC show Your Business, you have met her, so to speak. J.J. Reinberg is our guest, and she was my host about a month or so ago when I was on her television show, Your Business. And J.J. has been in the television business for a while. She's formerly with a reporter with CNN and also with MSNBC prior to her Your Business gig. Maybe she's still doing some of that. She was also one of the first employees of the organization called Cooking.com, and she's our new friend, J.J. Reinberg. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's nice to switch hats with you.
I know. I told the audience earlier in the hour, I said, I'm turning the tables on her. But, no, it's good to have you here. And I want to say that I really had a great time being on your television show.
Well, we were so happy that you were able to do it. It was a fantastic show. We all loved it.
Well, what helped, too, is Rod Kurtz, who was on with me, and I go back a long way. We've been good friends. Rod's been on my show many times before, and so it was really good. But, you know, as you know, I'm sure, and if you didn't know before, you'll know now, there's a lot of difference between doing radio and television.
Well, I know that I didn't have to sit in a makeup chair for an hour.
Well, of course, you never need the makeup, JJ. But see, what the world really doesn't know is that you're sitting there in your bunny slippers right now. See?
Exactly. I would be if I didn't have an infant who gets up at 5 a.m.
Right.
I probably would still be in bed.
Well, and you have a small child, a year or so old, but you're well on your way to delivering a second one too, right?
Yes, 14 months apart, two boys, which is either going to be great or just insane.
Well, it'll be probably
a little bit of both
of those. And what you'll find is how different they probably will be. I mean, they're probably, whichever way one of them is, the other one will be the opposite probably.
That's what people say, and it's so funny to me. I can only picture a carbon copy of the little guy I have now, so
right.
I'm excited to meet the new one.
Well, my oldest grandson is pretty placid. He's pretty easygoing. He has his moments, but he's pretty easygoing. But the second one, my daughter's second son, is 5, and he's been in the terrible twos for 4 years.
Oh, no, don't tell me this. It's too late for me to turn back.
I know, you can't turn back. One of the things that I didn't mention in the introduction a minute ago, folks, is a website that I want JJ to talk about. And this is it's not just a website, folks, it's a cause. It's a program that JJ and her brother Ken have developed called Good Search. And it's a website, it's a search engine. But it's more than that. It combines really all of the best of the elements of the marketplace together. And, JJ, I want you to tell the audience a little bit about it.
Sure. It's called GoodSearch.com, and basically what it is, Jim, is a search engine. It's powered by Yahoo. You use it exactly like you'd use any other search engine, and you get Yahoo search results. But we donate a penny to your favorite charity or school every single time you do a search. So you don't do anything differently than you normally would do. You just search on Good Search, and every time you search, we donate a penny to your cause.
Think about that, folks. So is this every unique search, or every time I type in a new term for
every time you hit that search button? Now, obviously, we tell people don't just sit there and press search.
Right, exactly.
That would be fraudulent searching. But every search you do, no matter what it's for, Chinese food, books, reference libraries, anything, a penny goes to your cause. And just to give you a sense of how that adds up, if 500 people, that's not very many, if you take a school and take all the students, parents, faculty, et cetera, 500 people search four times a day, that adds up to be about $7,300 in a year without anyone spending a dime.
Wow.
And so, and that's a lot for a nonprofit.
That's not even, that's not even getting buying something, which is a whole different story we're going to talk about. So, folks, when you go to Good Search, and this is such an important cause, and I want to congratulate you, JJ, you and your brother Ken, and we're going to talk about in a second. We're going to talk about what motivated you to do this, but this is such an important thing, folks. I know, small business owners, how you give back. I know how you are because I know you, I've met you, I've seen you, you've been on my show before. I hear you all the time talking about part of your business model is to give back to the community. And this is a way of doing business, of looking for what you want and doing something for a good charity, for your charity. And we come back, JJ is going to show us how, she's going to talk to us about how you can search for something and the money goes to your charity. 20 till. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. JJ Remberg is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back to Little Sealy Dan bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, the simulcast, you can podcast our shows, our interviews. We have thousands of interviews that we've conducted over the years that we have held in posterity for you and arranged in a handy dandy search. We have a search feature, but also categories that you can look up and see what's on your mind and see if we don't have something that will help you. Now, also articles, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, my newsletter, the blog, all that's right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. J.J. Remberg is our guest. She's the host of MSNBC's Your Business, which is an outstanding show which airs on Sunday mornings. And then later, I think the next week, following week on Saturday, right? Sunday and then Saturday? JJ,
exactly.
Is that right?
It reruns the next Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. JJ's and her brother have founded a website called GoodSearch.com. Now, JJ, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this search of this website, which I really am excited about to tell my audience about, I want you to tell the audience kind of what gave rise to this search engine.
Sure, absolutely. My brother and I have both been involved in philanthropy our whole lives. Ken sits on the board of a number of organizations that deal with finding a cure for cancer. I've spent a bunch of time overseas working for microfinance organizations, which for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's banking for people who traditional banks basically ignore.
Is this the Grameen Bank folks?
I haven't worked for Grameen Bank, but they are the most well-known microfinance organization.
Okay. All right, good.
So I worked in Uganda and India for a variety of organizations and done a lot of stuff here locally, too. But so we've been involved in philanthropy, and Ken and I have also been involved with the Internet. So Ken started what became the largest online destination for career sites for colleges and university students. And then I went and got my MBA and graduated in 98 and, like everyone else, went and worked for an Internet company and that year. But anyhow, we wanted to figure out a way to combine our two skills, so our two interests, philanthropy and entrepreneurism. And when we saw how much money search engines were making every year, billions of dollars, we thought, wow, you know, what if we could figure out a way to redirect some of that money to good causes? And the beauty of it is that we then wouldn't be asking anyone to take any extra time or money out of their day or out of their pocketbook to be able to do good, because everyone wants to do good. But, you know, we got to face it, Jim. People are busy, and particularly right now, people don't have extra money.
Right.
And so we came up with the idea of Good Search, and we spoke to Yahoo, and we did this deal with them, and we launched the site.
So, okay, so I'm on the site, and by the way, another reason you were motivated to this is because of your mother.
Yeah, that's another key thing of why we care so much about so many causes is our mother, sadly, a few years ago passed away from cancer. And so in treating her and working with her, we came, we saw firsthand how many places out there really need money and really need support. Yep. And my nephew is fatally allergic to peanuts. And so my sister is very involved in an organization called FAN, the Food Allergy Network, Food Anaphylaxis Allergy Network. And so,
right.
You know, there's so many causes we care so much about.
Right.
And we thought, it's not just us. Everybody has causes they care about.
Everybody has their own causes. Yeah. So, all right. So we go to your website. We go to goodsearch.com, and all we have to do is take a couple of steps there to identify the charity that we're interested in. Is that right?
Absolutely. You go to the site. There's a box that says, who do you good search for?
Right.
You enter in your charity or school there and click verify. There are about 63,000 on the site right now. If yours isn't already on there, there's a button that says add a new charity or school.
Right.
You only have to do that step once, and then your computer will remember it. So after that, it's no different than going to any other search engine.
So if I wanted to give to the Leukemia Society or the Heart Fund or whatever it might be, I'd go in and I'd select that one, and then after that, every time I searched, those people would benefit from that, and my searching wouldn't be encumbered by anything, right?
Exactly. And you're not spending any money, so the money comes from our advertisers.
All right. Then there's one more element to this, and that's called Good Shop, too. You guys have introduced that recently. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's the sister site. Good Search was such a great success that we decided to expand it. And what Good Shop is an online shopping mall. It features hundreds of stores, all of the top ones like Best Buy and Toys R Us and Amazon and Orbitz and Home Depot, et cetera. All you do is you go to Good Shop, you designate your charity if you haven't already, click through to the store site, you shop on their site as you normally would, you pay the same exact price as you normally would, but a percentage of your purchase price goes to your cause.
Wow. How about that? Just like the search does.
Exactly. The search is a penny a search. On Good Shop, it's a percentage of whatever you paid.
Right, right. How about this? Can you talk about how much you have raised for charities since these sites have been open?
Well, I'll tell you, we have about 63,000 organizations on the site right now.
Right.
To give you an example of some of the earnings, the ASPCA has earned about $16,000, somewhere between $16,000 and $17,000 right now. The Bubalakin Foundation, which is based in North Carolina, earned enough money last year to send 32 disabled children to summer camp.
Just from Good Search.
Exactly.
GoodSearch.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good thing to do. J.J. Ramberg and her brother Ken are the parents of this site. Congratulations to them for doing this. Check it out, folks. GoodSearch.com. Shop. GoodShop.com also. When we come back, I want to get J.J. to talk to us a little bit about her television show. J.J. Ramberg is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having more fun than the law allows with our friend J.J. Ramberg, the host of MSNBC's Your Business, the co-founder of the two outstanding search engines, Good Search and Good Shop. Both of those, goodsearch.com, goodshop.com, and both of those are search engines that allow you to contribute to your charities while you're doing what you ordinarily do every day. I have one more question about the Good Search approach, JJ. Before I want to talk about your television show in a second, but before we go there, what if I wanted that money to go to my church? Do you allow that, or does it have to be a national type of a charity?
No, it can go to your church, your temple, your mosque, absolutely. Your preschool, exactly.
Yeah, it just has to be someone that's a certified, a qualified charity. It can't be JimBlassingGames.com, right? Hey, but thank you for that, folks. Please check that out. I think that's a good cause, and just take the first steps, and you'll be doing some good things. JJ, let's talk about your business. How long have you been doing this?
This is my second year, so I think we're just about to hit our second anniversary this summer.
Congratulations. And, folks, this is a 30-minute television show. It's on MSNBC. It airs at 7, I think, Eastern on Sunday morning.
7:30 Eastern time.
7:30 Eastern time,
yep.
Yeah. And then re-airs again the next Saturday morning for a replay. Tell us about what goes on there.
Your business is basically a show that's geared towards small business owners. So we're in the business of providing inspiration, tips, advice, and a community for small business owners to just get their questions answered and not feel so alone because, I mean, you know, you own a business, I own a small business. There are times when you wake up in the middle of the night just thinking, oh, what am I going to do about this problem might be?
Right, right, exactly, and so that's what happens. You have a segment on there called the elevator pitch. Talk to the audience about this.
This is a really fun part of the show, and we have small business owners come on to our show and go into our kind of fake elevator and pitch their company in 60 seconds to our panel, two people generally, at least one of them is an investor and someone might be a journalist, and try out their pitch on them, and then they'll get feedback so that they know what they're missing or what they're doing well when they are actually in front of investors who might be interested in funding their company.
You know, whenever I've watched this show and watched the people doing this, and then there was the time that I actually was one of the people in the elevator with them, I'm pretty impressed with how well that they've gotten their message. And you know, they every time I've seen this, they don't stumble; they get their message across, it's pretty impressive.
And you know, as a small business owner, this is really key because oftentimes you may find yourself in an elevator or at a cocktail party or somewhere with someone who can help you, and you need to be able to very succinctly talk about what your business is and why they should be interested in it.
Well, this is something we've talked about many times on the show, JJ, over the years, is having an elevator pitch. And of course, in that particular one on your show, the idea is to go from beginning to end and cover all the entire landscape and then actually try to close the people in front of you, whereas the typical elevator speech is just to get people to maybe be a little more interested in you.
Right. Well, at the end of the elevator pitch, what we do is we ask our panel, if this had been real, would you take another meeting? Mm-hmm. So did they give you enough information to pique your interest? And if not, what could they have said that would have piqued your interest?
Right. What's ahead for your business in the future? Anything new? What do you see for the third? And by the way, I mentioned earlier that you're going to be having your second child. How's that going to impact your business coming up in the months ahead?
It means that I get a little bit of time off.
What are you going to get? A couple of weeks? We're going to give you a couple of weeks off?
Yeah, a tiny bit of time off. So you might not see me on the show for a little bit while I'm home taking care of this child. But what's ahead? We've got a lot of exciting things. Every week on the show, we profile a different company with a different issue. So coming up, I just did a story on how do you spark sales when you're just starting out. Do you do it yourself?
Right.
Do you hire a freelance salesperson? Do you try and do everything on the web? It's a question we get all of the time. We're also in September going down. Inc. Magazine has their Inc. 500 conference of small business people. We're going to be going down and shooting from there and talking about which presidential nominee will be better for small business.
All right. That sounds interesting. It's going to be interesting, and I've been invited back in the month of August, so I'm looking forward to seeing you then, JJ. Good luck with the rest of the summer. Good luck with the rest of making that baby, and I'll see you in about a month, JJ.
I can't wait. Thanks, Jim.
JJ Ramberg, ladies and gentlemen, the host of Your Business on MSNBC, and don't forget, goodsearch.com and goodshop.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.